This is the Texas Standard. A somewhat old idea to address climate change getting new life now that it appears to have the backing of New York freshman Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. She and other progressives now pushing something called a Green New Deal. Riffing on the title of FDR's plan to rescue the U.S. from the Great Depression, Thomas Friedman, writing for the New York Times, used the phrase back in 2007, Green New Deal, to propose transitioning to a new economy based on renewable energy. Among the proposals from today's Green New Dealers, legislation calling for the country to go to 100% renewables over 10 years. The editorial board of the Houston Chronicle argues this isn't a radical plan, but a natural for Texas. Harold Jackson is a member of the Chronicle's editorial board. Mr. Jackson, welcome.
Thank you, David. It's good to be on your show.
So you write, no state would be more effective than Texas. How is this a natural for a state that relies so heavily on its oil economy? How's that a natural?
Well, in addition to having so much abundant oil and gas in the ground, Texas also has an abundance of both sun and wind, which it's always already using to power electricity. And there's going to be a conversation about moving more so toward alternative fuels, then Texas Congress members should be a part of that conversation.
I see what you're saying. Yeah. Well, now let's talk a little bit about what might happen if something like this were to happen. I mean, there are going to be economic trade-offs. I was reading yesterday the head of the Minneapolis Fed saying, you know, look at California. If you mandate solar panels on every home, you raise the price of homes $10,000. That makes housing less affordable. And isn't there a danger of coming up with silver bullet solutions that make for great political rhetoric, like, you know, a Green New Deal, and you ignore the trade-offs?
Well, it's a matter of pace. You know, no one is saying, well, some people are saying it should happen more rapidly than others. But, you know, it's the same conversation that they were having, of course, when they introduced the automobile and the horse and buggy industry and the blacksmithing industry went into decline. So, you know, at some point, we have to make these changes that are not only good for the economy, but also good for the climate. So it's a matter of pacing. I think that, you know, those arguments about we can't do it because some industries will be hurt economically are dismissing the fact that other industries will be bolstered and there will be jobs available in them, which is actually the bottom line concept of the New Green Deal. It's called the Green New Deal. It's called a New Deal because it's meant to create jobs, not just to deal with climate change.
Yeah, well, of course, that's what was said also when globalization happened. This would create new jobs. And yes, it would mean some pain, but we've seen quite a bit of blowback, certainly in recent years, when it came to globalization. I wonder if something like this might create a similar sort of political dynamic.
Well, yeah, there's some similarities to that. And I guess there wasn't enough preparation or enough education about what globalization would involve. Certainly, if you have that conversation about how we globalize, you know, a number of the jobs and the economy that used to be mostly domestic, we also have to look at, you know, automation as well. That's also impacting mm-hmm. the number of jobs that will be available in the future. And we need to have people in leadership positions, both in Texas and in Washington, who are looking at all of these issues and deciding what should be the course of action that we take. And that's the main thing that should occur with the Green New Deal. Not that we've established exactly what it is, but we need to have that conversation, that discussion, and Texas needs to be part of it.
You know, what's the likelihood of this going forward? And for that matter, the likelihood that Texas will actually have a seat at the table? I mean, if this were to happen tomorrow, who would those people be? You know, the Senator John Cornyn and Ted Cruz? What does this look like as you see it?
Yeah, I think Texas could have a seat at the table if it wanted to. Whether or not a Green New Deal is feasible right now, I don't think it would be. I think what's happened is that the House Speaker, Nancy Pelosi, and most of the effort to get this going is in the House, has decided to create a different climate committee. Congresswoman Ocasio-Cortez had proposed that a select committee to create a Green New Deal be put into effect. House Speaker Pelosi decided to create her own committee for whatever reason. Mm-hmm. Maybe she felt that the proposal that was being made was too forward thinking. Perhaps she thought that she wanted to have more control on it. Mm-hmm. But there is a climate committee that has been created. I think Texans should be a part of it. And some of the proposals that are being made as part of the Green New Deal could be part of it.
Harold Jackson is a member of the Houston Chronicle's editorial board. We'll link to the opinion piece at texasstandard.org. Mr. Jackson, thanks so much for speaking with us on The Standard.
Thank you again. Glad to be on it.
And you are listening to The Texas Standard.